While most of us dislike adversity, there's no doubt that adversity has its benefits. But it's all about your attitude to your situation. And even though the Apostle Paul's circumstances are dreadful, nevertheless, he will not be dictated to by his circumstances, regardless of what they are. So he pens this: "Now I want you to know that what has happened to me has actually advanced the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to everyone else that my imprisonment is because I am in Christ. Most of the brothers have gained confidence in the Lord from my imprisonment and dare even more to speak the word fearlessly." Philippians chapter 1 verses 12 through 14. Paul keeps them informed about his less than ideal circumstances. Now, sometimes the most unlikely circumstances promote the advance of the gospel. The reason Paul was jailed was because he proclaimed the gospel. Hostile opponents of the gospel he preached plotted against him. They were malicious and delighted in misrepresenting, accusing, and maligning him. His imprisonment was an unsubtle attempt to silence him. Yet it never achieved that at all. All it did was remove him from the sphere where he shamelessly and boldly declared the gospel with freedom, to another context where he would continue to proclaim the gospel while severely restricted. There was nothing that would shut him up. There was nothing that would prevent him from declaring the unstoppable gospel. The gospel would advance whether he was free or confined. And while in jail, he would have a captive audience, the palace guard soldiers, to whom he would proclaim the gospel. And it's quite clear that many of these Roman soldiers heard the gospel and believed in Jesus. This was the way the gospel infiltrated the ranks of the Romans. This is a good lesson for us to learn. The gospel must be proclaimed wherever, in whatever circumstances, in both conducive as well as unconducive contexts. For wherever the gospel is proclaimed, people will believe in Jesus. They will in turn make the gospel known to others. Nothing will prevent the gospel's advance. Believe it. A further positive outcome of Paul's imprisonment, where he is in chains for Christ, is that it has emboldened believers to proclaim the gospel. So instead of stopping the spread of the gospel, it has actually advanced the spread of the gospel. And isn't this the story that's so often told, where Christ's followers have been jailed, that the gospel has flourished, and many have believed in Jesus? Does this give you renewed confidence to fearlessly proclaim the gospel too? That whenever you face hostility from those opposed to the gospel, you still dare to tell the gospel, regardless of the consequences, because you know it's the only way to find eternal life. Then yet another challenge arises where opportunists preach the gospel with impure motives. So Paul writes, "To be sure, some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. These preach out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The others proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, thinking that they will cause me trouble in my imprisonment." Verses 15 through 17. So, whether the gospel is declared with the right or wrong motives, God will overrule so that the gospel advances, irrespective of motives. For some, their motives are to make Paul's life a misery, while for others, the gospel is proclaimed out of goodwill and love. Yet despite these tragic divisions and rivalry with animosity, the gospel is made known. Our aim is to proclaim the gospel with pure motives. How willing are you to make Jesus known, telling others about him? Finally, Paul also realizes that as a duly appointed apostle, he has an obligation to defend the gospel. He must ensure that the message and authority of the gospel isn't undermined. Make sure that you also hold to the truth of the gospel and proclaim it to whoever, wherever, with pure motives. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, give me a renewed confidence to make the gospel known with pure motives, so that many will believe in Jesus and follow him. Amen.